From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in London for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Mr. Obama arrived in London after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia.
I reaffirmed the policy of the United States to use all elements of our power to secure our core interests in the Gulf region and to deter and confront external aggression against our allies and our partners. And we reached a common vision on how to move forward together in key areas.
Following meetings in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach, as he says, to de-escalating regional conflicts. United States has welcomed the start of the Yemen peace talks that began in Kuwait on Thursday after being delayed when opposition delegations stayed home complaining of ceasefire violations by pro-government forces. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. continues to believe the talks are vitally important for Yemen right now. He said the United States urges the parties to fully engage in good faith in order to end the military conflict immediately and to return to a peaceful political process. Human Rights Watch says that Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people, 8 of them children. According to the information gathered by HRW from relatives and lawyers, authorities use torture to force people to confess to crimes or give the names of other suspects. Rights groups have repeatedly accused Egypt's security services of carrying out illegal detentions, forced disappearances of people, including children. This is VOA News. Turkey's top appeals court has overturned the convictions of senior military officers who have been charged with planning to overthrow the government. That story now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Turkey's top appeals court, the Yargıtay, ruled that the convictions in a conspiracy to overthrow the government were unfounded. The rulings ended 9 years of investigations and court cases that led to the imprisonment of 274 senior military officers, politicians, journalists, and writers. The Ergenekon conspiracy, as prosecutors dubbed it, was an attempt to overthrow the Islamist-rooted AK Party government. But critics claim the investigation was a witch hunt involving fabricated evidence against the pro-secular military and its supporters. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Chad's president, Idriss Deby, has secured his fifth term in office, beating out more than a dozen opponents in a landslide victory, but opposition leaders are accusing him of voter fraud. Deby won 61.5% of the vote in the April 10th election, according to the National Election Commission, beating the main opposition leader, Saleh Kazabo, by nearly 50%. Kazabo, though, said the vote was rigged. Leaders from as many as 170 nations are set to gather at the United Nations in New York today. They will be there to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change 4 months after the deal was initiated and agreed to in Paris. Japan's transportation minister is urging Mitsubishi to be honest about its customer following revelations the company manipulated fuel efficiency data on more than 620 cars. Ichi Ishii said today the company's actions threatened the company's brand, which took a long time to build. U.S. highway safety officials are seeking information from Mitsubishi on vehicles sold in the United States. Fallout appears to be hitting Mitsubishi investors. American pop singer-songwriter Prince has died. He was 57. Shocking news was confirmed by the artist's publicist after reports that police were investigating a death at his home outside the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So far, no cause of death has been given. Fans like Peter Shepherd gathered outside New York's Apollo Theater to mourn Prince's death.
He was like a Shakespeare or a Mozart. He was something out of this time. I mean, there was nobody like him. Michael Jackson was so special. And to have those two at the same time, like button heads.
Jackson died in 2009 of cardiac arrest after an acute reaction to some sedatives. Prince began his career at age 19, his first album in 1978.
That's the latest world news from VOA.